Bandwidth for the Blonde Swedes podcast is provided by Shorn Media. The Blonde Swedes podcast was not filmed before a live studio audience.
Hi.
Okay, I'm just here waiting for our radio show to start.
Oh.
Right? Is that what I'm
Yeah. doing? Yeah. Let me know, because then I'll jump in when it starts, too.
We're both waiting for it to start?
Oh, yeah. Is it started? How do we start? Should one of us say hello and welcome or something?
Yeah, yeah. One of us should.
I'm guessing you're voting that to be me.
Uh-huh.
Okay, good.
Well, you know, you're the one with that professional radio voice.
Oh, that's right. What's the this is the third episode of season 2?
No, four.
Fourth episode of season 2. All right. I'm just going to do it really quickly then.
For the love of... Okay. Do it again.
Hi.
Hello and welcome to the Blonde Swedes podcast, season 2, episode 4. With me, as always, is my buddy Shorn. Hey, Shorn.
Hey, good to hear from you.
Yeah, good to hear from you, too.
May 10th.
Yes.
May 10th.
It is May 10th today. No, it's not.
It was the last time we did this.
Yes. Although it was posted on June the 8th.
Right.
So, you know, unless so you read the fine print where I actually said where it was when it was recorded, right. You might have thought it was a June podcast, but no.
That June podcast was recorded in May, but we're all new formatty now. So
all new formatty. I don't know what it's going to be, but here it is.
Here it is.
And as part of the whole new formatty, it's kind of looser. So, and I'm looser. As right. well, because I am on a MacBook Pro.
Yeah.
And, I'm recording in the living room, which is a new thing. I may be recording outside some days. Who knows? So you'll probably hear a lot more ambient noise in the background from time to time.
So how are you situated? Are you just lounging there?
I'm just, yeah, I have my pants off, and as always. And... I'm just lounging back on the sofa, you know, I've got the...
I'm kind of picturing you actually, you know, kind of pacing. You're holding the mic, you're pacing in front of the window, and passersby are stopping and gawking and pointing. And
yeah, see, now what I need, I need a completely wireless setup, and then I can just go and just be, you know, walking down the street, rambling and ranting. And
that's true.
But no, I don't want to talk too much about my new Mac, but I will say that the bottom line for me switching platforms is everything works, and it doesn't just work, it just works. I mean, I plug the Tascam in, it works fine.
Yep. You know,
plug the mic in, record, yeah, it's great. Took me like 5 minutes. Okay, everything's cool.
Yep. It's sweet.
And literally everything I've done on this thing has been that, or if not 5 minutes, 30 minutes, because I don't know how to do something. But
That's great. You know, that's good.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Have you had it out in the wild yet?
No, we haven't left the house.
I see. You and your Mac.
Me and my Mac, you know, newlyweds and all.
And when you do go out, you'll be all touchy-feely and people will be like,
you know, people will be really embarrassed.
Get a room.
Well, it is kind of like that because, you know, I wash my hands before I use it every time because I don't want to grime up the keyboard, and I clean the screen and I have a little keyboard protector that I put down to close the lid. So people in public are going to be like, oh, it's so disgusting.
Yeah. It takes a little while to get over that. I remember doing that too with this MacBook.
You just don't want, it's like a new car. You just don't, the first time you get a smudge or some dirt or whatever, then you're like, okay, well, now I can relax. But
So yeah, we're trying to pick up the pace here and keep it moving and looser, and we're taking your phone calls, which is really convenient because there's no way you can. You can call, but it'll be like, you know, a couple of weeks from now when you hear this. And
that's great. Well, let's open the phone lines.
We'll still be, yes, let's get all the phone lines open. All 12 phone lines are open.
Yeah, I don't see any lights lighting up, so call in.
It's a 555-5555.
Wow. How did we get that number? That's awesome.
It is awesome, isn't it?
It would cost us a fortune. But yeah, the idea is to sort of, you know, do this little... just a little more podcasty, to be honest.
Right. I've been listening to a lot of them to get ready.
Oh, good.
A lot of podcasts.
Good, because maybe we could just, instead of doing one, we could just post one that you've listened to.
We could just talk about podcasts we've listened to.
We could. That is true.
Kind of like a review or a synopsis of the week's podcasts.
Yeah. And, you know, this sort of all came up because of Smodcast, actually.
Yeah.
You know, I'll mention it again. More of my friends and, you know, people I know are listening to it. And everyone's like, this is great. This is what you guys should do. And I'm like, we should talk about poop. They're like, no, not that part. But just, you know, sort of rambly goodness.
Right, right. I'm going to adjust my microphone here.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you have a lavalier in your pants? Are you glad to see me?
Some little ad hoc here, and keeping in the spirit of this, I was eating dinner 14 seconds before this started.
Oh, good.
I came running downstairs and plugged everything in, and so my mic stand it's not a paragon of quality or whatever the term might be. For something that's quality. It's kind of the other thing.
Yeah. The
other thing from quality.
Polygon?
Yeah. Because the mic stand, it's a boom mic stand with an SM58 style knockoff microphone and a 25 foot cable was $20.
Wow.
So
you get these deals.
You can just imagine the quality of the individual components of this combo.
Did you get these in Yemen?
And it'll like bend if you look at it funny, and the it's like it's trying to get the boom to stop dropping down while it's holding this microphone is difficult. And if you turn it too much, it'll strip, and then it won't work at all.
Starting to sound like someone I dated once.
That's what we got to do. I was thinking about what we could talk about.
Yeah? My relationships?
No,
I don't think that's going to be very interesting.
No.
Oh.
Not your relationships.
Oh.
But your first date.
My first date?
Yeah.
Wow.
Or your first kiss or our first
Well, I know my first
pseudo romantic encounter of your youth.
I think I know my first kiss was pretty memorable because it was my across the street neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
And we were quote unquote dating in fifth grade. You know how that goes.
Ah.
And
No, I actually don't.
Oh, well, I mean, it's not really. I don't know what it is.
I was just pranking on girls in fifth grade.
It's hanging out and eating ice cream or something. I don't know what really it is. But, and she used to beat the hell out of me. Because she was very rambunctious, kick-ass kind of tomboy girl. Uh-huh. And she pulled me into a bush. And she gave me a kiss, and then she pushed me into another bush, and I like fell backwards into this bush and had to get out of it. And then she ran away. And as you might imagine, that has set the stage for every relationship that ever followed.
So it was very memorable because as a boy, I was like, I don't even know what the hell just happened.
Yeah.
Like I don't understand what that was about, or now she's gone. And then there was this kiss thing and totally foreign to me, but that was in sixth grade.
Wow.
Yeah. That was the first kiss.
Had that love hate thing going yeah. from the get go.
And girls who could kick my ass. I'm like, right. Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to remember my first kiss. I definitely remember my first pseudo-romantic encounter. I don't think it ended in a kiss or started with a kiss, but it was on the occasion of my 14th birthday.
Oh.
We had a boy-girl party at my house. And we had just moved into, my parents had just moved the family to this new house in on the more more upscale middle class side of town, and all of my friends, I still went to the low rent junior high school, but I lived in the more posh neighborhood, so all of my friends were really, oh, we're going to go to Scott's place over on Windward Drive. Can you believe that shit? And and I wasn't thinking anything of it. They're just going to come over. It's going to be just like any other birthday. There's going to be kids from class, but it won't be anything wild or anything. But it was different because, you know, girls and boys came over. And there was this one guy who was big on making it this big makeout party. And
there's always that guy.
Everyone knows that guy. He brought like black light bulbs. and he took all of our fixtures out of the top floor and he put them in there in the kitchen and in the hallway and in the living room. And when all these people started showing up, my parents were kind of like, oh my God, you know, we don't really have enough food or drink to provide these people. So my parents were real troopers. They ordered like a stack of pizzas and a whole bunch of stuff, and the whole family like kind of hid out in the oh family room in the basement while this big boy girl party was going on upstairs. And I had my first slow dance.
Oh, and that's nice.
Yeah
I had mine around 14 too.
Yeah.
But the blacklight thing is hilarious because, I mean, we had that too. You know, I think my first boy-girl party, the same guy that you knew, went around and literally and put blacklights in the fixtures of my mom's house.
I think his name was Joe.
Yeah, it's always like Joe or, you know.
Or Steve.
Or Chuck or Steve. But yeah, and when I think about it now, I'm like, I mean, if you were to do that now, hey, baby, you know, I got some black lights, you know, in the.
I remember I was so proud that this was occurring.
Yeah, I was that too.
My mom like came up the stairs and it's like dark and she can't see anybody. She's kind of like, Scott. And I didn't like surreptitiously disengage myself and then kind of creep over and say, oh, hi, Mom. I like. Went, hi, Mom, I'm over here. I'm holding a girl in my arms. Can you believe this shit?
What do I do now?
Yeah, and it was pretty cool.
It's great.
And I remember that one of the snot-nosed rich girls who lived down the street, as we were walking home from the bus, we had a big hike from the bus down to my house, and this girl about my age who lived three or four doors up the street, I didn't invite her because I thought she'd never come because she's just, you know, stuck up right. kind of person. And as she's heading up her driveway, as I pass her house, she goes, she said, Scotty Horn's having a birthday party with ice cream and cake. And it turns out she was wildly jealous that she wasn't invited.
Yeah.
And then it's all anybody talked about, you know, for like a week after Scott's big party.
Yeah, you know, and again, I think everyone knew that girl. I mean, I found out later, I found out later that one of the most beautiful, you know, kind of aloof girls in the school, like, didn't have a date for the prom. because mm-hmm. everyone was like, well, I'm not going to ask her. Like, there's no way she'd go with me. And so nobody did. And yeah. found about it later. And everyone, you know, especially all the nerdy guys were like, damn it.
Well, I'm sure that must be why I never got invited to the dances either.
It must have been because you were that hot girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I still are. Although I'm the one with the girl parts in the Simpsons avatar. Do you think we can put that up on the Blonde Swede site and not get in trouble? It has all the copyright stuff on it.
Which doesn't make any goddamn sense, really.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that. I certainly don't think they mind people spreading those. That would be kind of silly if they did, wouldn't it?
I think it's pretty cool.
Is that movie like ever going to come out, or are they just going to keep talking about it?
Yeah, I just saw another trailer, so eventually I'll have seen the whole movie.
Yeah,
but it's
I think it's been pushed back to September 09.
Yeah, but it's wild because I think this is the third trailer I've seen, and every one of them has different content in it, and I just want to say stop. I don't want to see. I'll go. You've sold me. I don't need to see any more content.
I
don't want to see any more jokes. Just
what I need is for the movie to come out.
Yeah, where's the movie?
Speaking of movies, have you seen any of the movies?
I have seen many of the movies. I saw Ocean's 13, which I enjoyed a lot.
Boring.
Yeah.
Did you see Ratatouille?
That's why I got that out of the way first.
Okay.
I have not seen Ratatouille because I'm on a please don't see Ratatouille without me hold.
Which
will last just a little while longer.
Well,
I
got a solution to that problem.
Yeah.
You got to stop having friends.
Yeah, I know. See, I know.
It's really a burden. Slows you down, man.
Yeah.
Baggage.
But I did see Fantastic Four. Which was your basic, you know, comic book movie.
Right.
However, yesterday I saw Transformers.
Did you? Good.
Yes. And I've got to say, it was probably the most fun I've had at a movie in a long time.
That's great. I've been hearing great things about it. I'm planning to take Alex to see it this weekend.
It is absolutely unrealistic. The plot problems are numerous, but it is the most fun. I mean, it's just a lot of fun, and you know, giant robots fighting each other too. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard that the everything was really top notch effect wise.
Yeah, the effects are fantastic. I mean, they really, really are. Some of the best CGI sort of effects I think I've seen in a movie in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But
they've managed to generate a lot of buzz with even very young children.
Yeah.
All three of my kids are big on Bumblebee. So big on them, in fact, that we drive around in the car, and every time they see a yellow car, Bumblebee!
Yeah, isn't that weird? And he is, and Bumblebee, the character, is definitely the sell for the kids. He's like the Jar Jar Binks that, you know, that's what Lucas tried to sell the kids. Didn't work too well.
Mm-hmm.
It is definitely the sell for the kids. And really, I mean, in the movie, you're like, what makes him any different than any of the others? Nothing really.
Isn't he the one who first?
Yeah, he's the first one.
He's the kind of the first one the human folk come across, and
right.
Doesn't he then get the other ones going or
no,
summon
no, I mean,
the rest of the characters into the movie?
Yeah, kinda. But he's more the they sort of made him more personable. I think it's very interesting how they did this. You know. And in a sort of, I don't know if you ever saw Iron Giant.
Did I ever see Iron Giant?
That's right. You have kids, don't you? How many times have you seen it now?
Kids or no. That is one of the best movies ever made.
Yes. Yes. I agree with you.
And I've seen it at least 40 times.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I totally agree. I mean, it's one of my favorite movies too. So, that's kind of the feel. I mean, you know, giant robot taking care of teen.
Uh-huh.
So that's the sort of emotional angle they go with, and they it works really, really well. I mean, he just protects the kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the kid kind of has to hide him for a while. So,
which is convenient. It's convenient that he looks like a car.
Right. It actually works out pretty well. Something the Iron Giant could have learned from.
Yes. Yeah. He didn't look much like a car.
No. Or anything. He just would have looked like anything else. It would have gone a little bit better.
He'd pose as junk and it just didn't work.
Yeah. It didn't work at all.
But Bumblebee, the car is a bitchin' Camaro.
Yes.
And yes. That was my first car.
Yeah, that's right.
I had a 72 bitchin' Camaro with black racing stripes, just like Bumblebee, except mine was orange instead of yellow.
Well, that's close enough. That's pretty good.
And it was all smashed up. Yeah. Had Krager mags.
Well, that's the other thing. I mean, I think they really, you know, for those of us of an age, and for probably teens today, I mean, that's his car. And there's just something really special about the fact that he's got this junker car.
Yep.
That we've all had this car, you know.
It's cool.
Yeah, we had a car.
I'm going to have to go see that in the upcoming weekend.
My friend had a car once, and the hole in the floor kept getting bigger and bigger.
Oh, yeah. Was it in the front or the back?
It was in the front. And as we drove it one day, the hole got so big that the brakes fell off. So we lost brakes, and he had to turn on he just heard this horrible crash, and suddenly he's like, hey, I don't have any brakes. So he put on the emergency brake, and we pulled it over. You know, and we weren't even like, oh, my God, we almost died. It was like, oh, that's a bummer. How are we going to get to the party? You know?
Right. The perspective, it's different. Yeah. Then. Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah, with my bitchin' Camaro, I would run out of gas all the time. And I ran out of gas a couple miles from my house. And I went home and snuck in the house, avoiding my parents, and got some money and got my sister. And the other car. And we drove. And my sister, I was 17. My sister was like 13. And I bought gas, took it back to the car, put the gas in the bitchin' Camaro, and then I needed my sister to drive the bitchin' Camaro down the road to the church parking lot so I could leave it there and then take the car back home, walk back to church, and get the car. So needless to say, my sister is terrified of what I'm telling her. I'm like, she's got now listen, all you got to do, I'm going to start it, I'm going to put it in gear, you're just going to take your foot off the brake, and that's it. And just steer. Don't push any other pedals, nothing. And she was doing great. We were like a quarter mile from this church, and we're going, and I'm right behind her. And suddenly she gets this idea that she needs to swing wide to make the turn.
Well, she's 13.
And she starts.
What does she know from turning?
She starts pulling out into the road, you know, and we were driving on the berm. I'm like, no, not the road. So I like block her. I like run blockade for her with my flashers on so that she can turn. But she was really excited when we stopped. I drove a car.
Oh, man.
Boy, the times I tried to kill her. And then another time, same car. It had slicks on the back, and it got stuck on some ice and mud on the side of the road. So I had my sister get out and push. And I spun the tires, and she just got covered head to toe with mud. I brought her, we go home, and Wendy's covered with mud.
Of course, I've met your sister, so I can imagine her doing that stuff.
Yeah, she was wearing white pants. It was hilarious.
Oh, no. Why didn't she ever involve your brother in any of this?
Well, he was, I don't know, he was always somewhere else for some reason. He had his own thing.
I guess he did. Which was, I'm not getting involved in that. Right. Maybe he's a smart one, really.
All right.
If I stay home, who knows what he's going to pull me into. There's no way I'm going to do that.
Mm-hmm. So what's going on in modern times? We've talked about, I think we've done enough talking about
modern times.
Our sordid past here, at least for this episode.
You know, everyone's got an iPhone, and I'm tired of hearing about it.
I haven't seen one in the wild yet.
Yeah, I haven't either.
Except the lawyer at work on Monday morning. I went into the office and brought some paperwork to her, And she goes, oh, that's great. Yeah, I'll look at that in a minute, but I need your help. And she pulls this iPhone box out of a bag. She's like, I need help. I want to set this up. How do I set this up? And she swore that her the salesperson at AT&T had told her she could take the SIM chip out of her Razor and just put it in there. It's like, no, you can't.
Yeah.
And so I installed iTunes for her. We walk through this whole thing. We get to the very end where it's asking for her account information. We put it in and it says, this is a corporate account. You can't sign up this way. You got to call your rep. She was all bummed.
Oh, but you held one in your hands.
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm ready to move on to the next thing, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, my God.
Like, how about a new Mac?
Yeah, anything. I don't even care anymore. Just any sort of Apple story or any story, any technology story that isn't the iPhone would be great right now. It's just like, I get it. It's great. Okay, you know?
Right.
I'm expecting Paul McCartney to show up at my door, you know?
Hey, sing a little song about it?
Yeah, you want to buy an iPhone? I'm like, oh.
It's got all my music on it.
Yeah. It's just terrible. But what else is going on in the modern world? I don't know.
You know, I had a new thing has occurred for me.
Oh,
I am now a professional wedding videographer.
Oh, excellent.
So I've been paid to videotape somebody's wedding.
$10 is $10.
Yep, $10. And went really well. So I do this. I'm like your bargain basement cut rate videographer.
The Dr. Nick of video.
Yes, and it's like there's just one package, and there are no options. I come in for the wedding. I set up a static camera up on stage. I shoot from the back. So I have two cameras. I shoot the wedding only. I don't go to your reception. I don't stick around for any weird stuff you're going to do with the photographer afterwards. It's in and out. And then a simple cuts only edit and three copies of the DVD. And we're done.
Wow. That's great, though.
Yeah. And it worked out pretty well.
Excellent. So now you've done, I guess you didn't get paid, but who does? So now you've done band sound mixing lately and wedding videography stuff.
Yes, yes.
So when are you leaving your job to do this full time? It pays the same, doesn't it?
Yeah, a day of that pays a day of work.
I figured.
But work's booked me, 5 days a week.
Oh.
And the other stuff, 1 day a month. So there's a little gap in
the math
in the
right
income
there.
There.
It's the math that gets
it's
you.
It's about 1/120th as much.
Yeah, that's probably not going to be enough.
But I have beautiful cards made up.
Oh, great.
Say Shorn Media, where creativity thrives.
Oh, nice.
Scott Horn, event videography, production, and distribution.
Nice.
You can check me out at shornmedia.com.
Yeah, what? Oh, is this whole podcast just a plug? Now I see. Wait a minute. We got to do a podcast immediately. Why?
Well, hey,
I just have to.
Dude, the summer is not getting any shorter. You don't know
what
it is.
True.
Wait, no, take that back. It is getting shorter.
Damn, I thought there for a minute we were going to have summer forever.
The summer of crunch. It's been a crunchy summer here in Central Ohio.
Crunchy as far as work or
dry?
Crunchy as
no,
far
dry.
As, oh, dry.
It is so dry. Yeah. And yeah, we had the 4th of July there and fireworks, and I was scared that, you know, fields were going to be ablaze all over the place.
I've heard, you know, today it was 117 degrees in Las Vegas.
Yeah, it's going to be 95 here, they say, on Thursday.
Oh, my God.
Or on, I'm sorry, on Monday.
It's in the 80s here, so it's not too bad, but it's warm for here.
Right, that's warm for there.
Yeah. Wow, that is crunchy.
But hopefully not dry.
And chewy.
Is it dry?
Yeah.
Is it?
It's getting there. I just looked out the window. You can sort of tell because around July and August here, all the yards just go brown. And that's starting to head that way.
All right.
So pretty soon, probably in August, it'll be all brown and hay-like.
So what's upcoming?
Upcoming for me?
Yeah, we've done past and present.
Past and present and future. This is a good theme, huh? Upcoming for me is, well, you know, and we'll be talking about this a lot, but I got this crazy wedding thing to officiate.
Yes.
It's going on in August, August 12th.
On a widow boat.
On a widow boat.
Well, not so widow. It's...
He's not sure whittle, but it's kind of whittle. Yeah. It's whittler, more whittler than bigger.
Uh-huh.
And
are you going to wear like a crazy costume?
No.
I'm thinking something along the lines of what Abe Vigoda wore in Joe versus the Volcano.
Oh, that would have been a good idea. No, I went with a plain old suit. I bought myself a suit.
All right.
Yeah.
Is it white?
It is.
You're not going with the evangelical Baptist.
No,
look.
No, it is a very nicely, you know, understated taupe pinstripe.
Mm-hmm. So, look at you with the pinstripe.
Yeah, I'm just going.
It's
really
very slimming.
Very slimming. I'm hoping because you know I put the
coat
on.
Because
I'm
doing nothing but eat until then.
Yeah, I put the coat on. And I was like. What size is coat? And they say, it's 46. And I'm like, yeah, what?
Did you say 36?
You must have not meant that, right? And they're like, no, that's good. And I'm like, oh, okay. That's a lot of work. So yeah, it's nice. So I got that going on, you know, people coming in town from all over the place. And, that's going to be the most of the summer for me. Until we go see Rush.
Mm-hmm. Yes, at the end of, tail end of summer.
The tail end of it, yeah.
We're going to close it out big time.
Yeah, yeah.
In style.
Yeah, I'm starting to do a rapper there. Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I'm a child of the streets, you know.
Well, don't be talking about my peeps.
Or a road, actually. I'm a child of the road.
Mm.
Roads. So what's upcoming for you?
Oh, I'm nothing. I'm all about that Rush show.
You're
in
nothing.
September.
That's
you know,
not,
it's
oh yeah.
It's just that. That's what my focus is.
You got nothing else? You're just gonna sit around and wait for that until?
No, I've been doing a lot of stuff on the house actually.
Oh, great!
Building on the deck, and we got this quarter mile trail around the backyard that I've been. Working on and walking every day.
Excellent.
And I brought my bike out of mothballs, my bicycle.
Uh-huh.
And get that in ship shape and tear around the trail on that.
Wow, look at you.
Yeah.
That's great. I got my exercise bench and I haven't used it once, but it looks great.
Yeah.
I take people in there. They're like, well, that's the new bench. And I'm like, yeah. This is how it works. And they're like, wow, that's really cool. I'm like, yeah. They're like, have you used it yet? Well, not yet. But
Well, I just showed you.
Yeah, see? I just used it. It's been used now. If I sold it, I'd have to say it was used.
Right.
So I have used it.
All right. Well, you know what? I think we've used up our allotment of time.
Yeah, I think we are allotted.
So time flies when you're... Only have a little of it.
Yeah, I guess so. And it's good because my tendency is I'm like, I have about 80 other topics in my head. So
right. Well, they'll be there for the next time.
That's always the next time.
Yeah,
right.
I've got a list here. We didn't hit one of them.
Wow.
No, we hit one of them. So that's it. But
remember, the summer isn't getting any shorter.
And remember, every time I say something, I mean exactly the opposite.
That's right. It's a great line. We haven't hit, we have a list of topics here. We haven't hit one of them. Well, we've hit one of them.
Which is the exact opposite of having hit one of them.
So, yeah, I don't know how we wrap up, but.
We'll just say that's it for this week. And this is Shorn.
And this is Liam.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Comments, suggestions, death threats? Send email to podcast@blondesquedes.com.
The Blonde Swedes Podcast is a production of Windwalking Arts. Additional content and assistance provided by Shorn Media.